Hi everyone, it's Avril here, and it's great to be with you today. Today I'm going to be chatting to you about manifesting abundance in your life. Now, manifesting abundance can be different things for different people. For me, abundance is quite simply feeling that you've got a sense of satisfaction in every aspect of your life, from having great relationships, to having exactly what you need from a financial point of view. And again, that will be different things for different people. So when I speak about manifesting abundance, I'm coming from a place, a really general place, because when we're looking to bring abundance in our lives, into our lives, it's about fulfilling every aspect and every corner of our life in a way that's meaningful for us. For many people, it may just be in one particular area. And for others, there may be several things going on that they want to bring about more abundance into their lives. So what I'm going to share with you now are 8 small steps that if you start to practice from now on in, you will start to see your life becoming more and more abundant in the areas of your life that you want to grow and flourish. So it's a really simple process, and you can either take time out and do a whole load of stuff in one day, or you can do one of these steps each day until eventually you've worked through all 8. But what I do promise you is if you follow them, you will start to see changes. So the first thing that I always say to people is, if you are looking to set yourself new challenges and make new things happen, then you've got to let go and move on from the past. So step 1 is review lessons from the past. Before you start moving forward, look back on what's just occurred and look at all the different things that have happened, and then take some time out to reflect on these things and begin to understand some of the lessons that you've learned from the past. And then what's really important from that is to look at all the good things that you've learned that you're then able to take forward into the future with you, and ditch what you need to ditch. And you know, for some things, it may not just be mistakes that you've made in relation to knowledge and understanding. It may be mistakes or lessons that you've learned in relation to people or places and things you've been involved in. You know, have the courage to let these things go and really let them go. You know, by hanging on to these things and taking them forward into the future, you're just carrying excess baggage. So what you want to do is to be realistic, look at the past and go, right, okay, this is what I've learned, and this is what I need to do, move forward. And then once you've done that, step 2 is simply saying goodbye and moving forward. You know, sometimes we don't actually say goodbye to the past. Sometimes we can just hold on to it. You know, we know we've made these mistakes, but we're still carrying them. You know, and I encourage all my clients, especially my clients on my transformational coaching program, to carry out like a little saying goodbye ceremony. And it can be anything you want. You know, you can write all your things down on a bit of paper that you no longer want to carry forward, and then go away and burn it somewhere in the back garden, or bury it in the back garden, or have a little dance, or light a candle to say goodbye, whatever you want. But the most important thing is find a way of saying goodbye to the past and truly letting it go. You know, you may want to do a meditation and imagine yourself cutting the cords from, you know, these old connections or old things that you had going on, but really make the effort to say goodbye. And then once you've done that, move on to step 3, which is forgiving yourself and forgiving other people who've caused you pain or hurt, and especially forgiving yourself for any pain or hurt you've caused yourself. And it's even down to the smallest things. Like sometimes we make mistakes in life, and although we've let go and we understand the lessons and all of that stuff, sometimes we can still beat ourselves up and not completely forgive ourselves, and we can hold on to feelings of feeling disappointed in ourselves, feeling like we've let ourselves down. So it's about forgiving ourselves and letting go of these kind of things too. So take the time to truly learn to forgive yourself as well as forgiving other people. I actually think that being able to forgive ourselves is far more important at moving on than forgiving other people. Because one of the most difficult things that we tend to do is to be able to forgive ourselves. So I'm a great believer that in forgiving ourselves, we are much more able to forgive others. So that's step number three. Step number four is develop an attitude of gratitude. So many times in my own life, I have been caught up feeling sorry for myself because, oh my, I just don't have enough, that I forget to be grateful for what I've got. And the one thing that I have learned is the more I appreciate what I have in the here and now, the more abundance there is in my life, the more it feels as if I have huge amount in my life. So develop an attitude of gratitude. Give thanks every single day for the smallest things. You know, even if all you can find to be thankful for that day is that you heard a bird chirp, which to me is a pretty big thing to be thankful for, but you know, just anything, find something to be thankful for and say it out. Write it down. I this year, I've pulled together a little jar because I just an idea I had got off Facebook, and I thought, oh, I really quite like that idea. We always lose track of all the good things that happen to us, so I thought what I would do is do this little jar, and already it's starting to fill up quite nicely. And all I'm doing is on a daily basis, I'm popping little notes in there of all the great things that have happened, by way of reminding myself to be thankful. And the other thing that I've got is an app, and I know this might sound crazy, but I have a little app which I downloaded from iTunes or whatever it is, and it's called Gratitude Rock. And every day it has an alarm that goes off, which is there to remind me to stop what I'm doing and just be grateful and thankful for all that I have. And again, it may sound mad, but we all live such busy lives that sometimes we forget just to take that time out to have a little bit of mindfulness. So it's really nice when that alarm goes off, it is a good reminder to me that it's time to be mindful and thankful for all the good things that I have. And I'm also able to record little things on the app. So again, doing things like that, get yourself an app, do a little gratitude jar, but get into the habit of having an attitude of gratitude. It really does make a difference. So if you can get all of those steps, those first four steps right, the next thing you need to do is dream of something great. Just dream of whatever it is that you want to make happen in your life. And then just go out and begin to do it. And once you make a commitment to that dream, whether it's down on paper or however you decide to do it, personally, I would always put it down on paper. You know, many, many years ago, I ran a workshop for a hairdressing salon, and what we did was we mapped out our road, and the road was their journey, the salon's journey, from the past through to the present and then out to the future. And as we're mapping it out, what I was saying to them back then, way before there was all this craziness about law of attraction and stuff like that, back then I was saying to them, you know, do you know, something magical happens the minute you put your dreams or you put your goals down on paper. Something magical happens. Once you commit on paper, something out there, the energy, the universe, whatever you want to call it, or something within you, again, whatever you choose to believe, something conspires to make that happen. It's almost like a spark ignites because the commitment's there. The foundation, the seed's been sown, whatever you want to call it, it's there. And the minute you start to put things down on paper, then they begin to become real. So dream of something great. Whatever great is for you, dream of something great and get it down there on paper. What is it that you'd like to have in your life? What does it look like? What does it feel like? What does it sound like? What really makes your heart sing? What's going to make your soul dance at the end of the day? A great holiday, a new relationship, or a new job, or more money, whatever it is, what is going to make your soul sing? And then just put that on paper and see what happens. Notice how it changes and how the dynamic of that dream starts to grow and flourish. So get it down on paper. And then the next thing, step number 6, is making sure that your vision, your goal, your dream is aligned to your values. So what I mean by that is making sure that whatever you are dreaming about fits in with who you are at the heart of your soul, that your dream reflects the real you. So if you're going for a new job, for example, if that's one of your dreams, or even starting your own business, whatever it is, make sure that whatever you're about to embark on reflects with the true person that who you are. Okay? So align your vision and your values. Step 7. And this is probably one of the biggest hurdles most people come up against when it comes to manifesting abundance in their life, and that's getting rid of limiting beliefs. You know, if you really want to have an abundant life, you must find a way to ditch any limiting beliefs you have about yourself. Any. Because if you're holding on to old, outdated beliefs that no longer serve you or no longer serve your highest purpose in life, then you are going to be up against it all the time. It's going to be like it's going to be like running the hurdles race. You're going to run a little bit and then you're going to have to jump a fence. Run another little bit and then jump another fence. So if you can start clearing out your limiting beliefs and getting rid of them, then the run that you take is going to be a lot smoother. You're not going to have to be making so many jumps along the way. So get rid of your limiting beliefs. If you've got doubts and all sorts of nonsense going on in your head about who you are and whether you're worthy or good enough, if you've got all that going on in your head, it's now time to get rid of them, because by holding on to this, it's going to constantly keep holding you back. You know, if you've got one of your goals is to lose weight and you keep thinking, oh, I'm never going to be able to give up eating because of such and such, or I'm always just going to be overweight or fat or whatever the language is that you use, then that is going to be an upward struggle for you to move forward. So if you're serious about creating some abundance in your life and making this life the best life ever, the best year ever, then get rid of those limiting beliefs. Kick them into touch. And then the last step is really simple. Really, really, really simple. And that's just take action and make it happen. None of this will happen if you sit back and wait on it. You've got to go out there and do the things that are going to help you make it happen. You've got to go out there and do the things that are going to take you one step closer each and every single day to getting you on track for doing whatever it is that you want to do. Simple, small actions, and it never, never, ever needs to be big things. As long as you're taking one step every day, one action every day, inspired action that's going to help you achieve your goal, then manifesting abundance in your life will be simple. It's easy. You just need to follow those steps and live it, be it, and do it. What else could you ask for? So, if you're looking to make some radical changes in your life, go away, get yourself a little journal, and work through these 8 steps. I know lots of people who've done that already, including myself, and keep a record of everything. Put all this stuff in a journal. Use some coloured pens. I do lots of mind mapping and stuff like that. You know, a lot of people are put off by doing this kind of thing, but if you've just got these ideas rolling about in your head and you're not physically doing anything with them, then they're not going to get anywhere. So go away and get yourself a journal, cut some coloured pens, and take a note of what lessons you've learned from the past and the things that you no longer want to carry with you. And keep a note of the things that you do want to carry with you to the future. Then go away and do a little saying goodbye ceremony. You know, burn your paper, bury it in the ground. Create a little page where you write down all your gratitude and everything that you're thankful for. And really get into that attitude where you are so grateful for the life that you've got. And you are constantly saying thank you. You are so blessed. In fact, most of you probably don't even realise how blessed you are. And get your dreams written down and make sure they do align with your vision and values. And then most importantly, get rid of those limiting beliefs. Find new empowering beliefs that will serve you better in the future. You know, if you've got a limiting belief that is around, oh, I don't feel that I would be good enough to do this, just flip it. That's what I always do. Just flip it. You know, what would be the opposite of that to make it more empowering? I'm way too good to be doing that. I wonder if I could go and do something better, maybe. So really have a look at those limiting beliefs and make this your year to kick them well into touch. And then take action, folks. Just get out there and make it happen. I always say to people, live it, be it, and do it. Go out there, you know, and just make it happen. It's that easy. Have a belief in yourself and a confidence in yourself that you can do whatever it is that's going to make your heart sing. So go for it and keep in touch and let me know how you get on. Thanks. Have a great day.